You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUT HD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported public radio from UT Austin. My name's Jack Wilson. I've taken over the control room, and I'm going to play nothing but what I want to play for the next hour. The first song is going to be The Wedding Song by Anais Mitchell with Justin Vernon from Bon Iver on the vocals. This is from her album Hadestown. Let's just get started. That was Anais Mitchell, The Wedding Song, from her album Hadestown. You're listening to KUTX. My name's Jack Wilson. I'm going to be playing songs for you for the next hour. I met Anais about 5 years ago in Seattle at the Moore Theater. I really love her music because it's kind of without a genre, and something that I try and do in my own music is not really let myself be pinned into one genre or another, and I think Anais is really good at that. I grew up here in Austin listening to a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and my dad had an amazing vinyl collection, and he really got me into Howlin' Wolf and Professor Longhair and a bunch of old country, The Byrds, Sweetheart of the Radio, and his actual favorite, The Band. So I figure the best way to start is at the beginning. So we're going to play a song from The Band, Brown Album, The Band. This is When You Awake. This is a song that we used to cover in our group before we realized that we couldn't quite sing like Levon Helm or Richard Manuel. So here you go, When You Awake, The Band. ¶¶
house that brings a smile. Sat upon my grandpa's knee, and what do you think he said to me? When you awake, you will remember everything. You will be hanging on a string from your windowpane. You will relieve it on the soul that you were born with to grow old and never know. Holy show.
Love the way that song just disappears, like in the middle of a line. Stand on the rock where Moses is, and then it's over. You're listening to KUTX. My name is Jack Wilson. I'm the guest DJ tonight. That was When You Awake by The Band on their album The Band. That was something that my dad always loved. He loved that record. We listened to it over and over and over again. And I guess I listened to pretty much strictly country and folk and classic rock as I was growing up here in Austin. That was kind of the vibe. And as I was, you know, getting older in high school here in town, I guess I started listening to more hard rock, more alternative rock. So by the time that I was kind of ready to leave Austin after I kind of graduated college and was ready to move on and see the world, I moved up to Seattle and found myself in the middle of a folk rock explosion, which was perfect because that's what I had been listening to my whole life. And while that might have been the music that I wanted to be playing, the music that I was really interested in Seattle was more of that hard rock, more of that alternative rock that Seattle had, and stuff that I had never listened to before. One of those was Shawn Marshall, Cat Power. And she put out a record. She even went into the kind of folk world with her record, The Greatest. But the records that I really got into at first were her kind of proto-punk, acoustic punk records. I don't know what you would even call it. But this is one off of her third record. It's from 1996 on her debut on Matador Records. It's called What Would the Community Think? Is the name of the record. And the track is Nude as the News.
Flying girl for the Q, Q, Q.
That was Cat Power, Nude as the News. John Ailey just stuck his head in the studio and said that he hated that song. So, I don't know. I'm sorry, John. It's my hour. I get to play what I want. This is Jack Wilson. I'm your guest DJ for the next hour. And maybe John will like this song. This is called Maple Leaves. It's by Jens Lakeman on his album, Oh, You're So Silent, Jens. It's got a great sample of this Glen Campbell song. I hope you dig it. Hi, you're listening to KUTX. My name is Jack Wilson. I'm your guest DJ for the hour. And that was Jens Lakeman with his song Maple Leaves. I really love that song. I love the samples. I love the vibe. I love the kids at the end. It just is a happy song. And when I was living in Seattle, when I first moved to Seattle, I lived in a basement with no window, you know, with little tiny windows, and it was raining all the time. We didn't have a porch. We had to stay inside, and I must have listened to that song 1,000 times. It's so good. And that was really my time in Seattle, when I first moved up there, is when I started listening to a lot of different stuff, stuff that challenged me in ways that music from my childhood and music that I was hearing in Austin hadn't really challenged me yet. I was going to be a history teacher before I moved there, and I got into a little scrape with the law down outside of Fredericksburg, and ended up having to abandon that plan in hopes of a new plan in another place. So I moved up to Seattle, and that's when I started playing music more professionally, if that's what you call it. I lived in a Volkswagen bus on 15th Avenue East on top of Capitol Hill in Seattle for about 3 or 4 months. And in that time, I parked out front of a guy's house named Jeff Cole. We ended up listening to this record by Smog about another 100 times and learning every song off this new record by Smog. Bill Callahan, I think he actually even lives in Austin. But this record is called A River Ain't Too Much to Love. And that was another like songwriting miracle that we discovered. And so this is, this next song is called Let's Move to the Country. And this is an idea that really got into my skin and into my soul while I was up there, that maybe we could all just, you know, move into the country and, you know, raise 1 million kids and grow our own food and run off solar power, and kind of this dream of my early 20s that may or may not still come to pass, but this song was definitely influential in that way. So here comes Smog off his record, Listen for Love, Let's Move to the Country.
Move to the country. Let's move to the country. Just you and me. My travels are over. My travels are Let's move to the country, just me and you.
All right, that was My Morning Jacket, Lowdown. That's from their record At Dawn. That record was a gift to me from Brian Hudson, who was in the band The Hudsons. Brian rode his bicycle up to Seattle once and came to visit. And we put him up for a couple weeks. And at the end of his stay, he dropped this record in my lap and said, this is going to be it. This is going to be the one that you really like. We had already geeked out over Elliott Smith. That was our connecting point. Elliott Smith is my patron saint of music. And I think we should just go into one of his songs right now. This is Independence Day off of EXO. Jack Wilson, your guest DJ on KUTX, and that was Elliott Smith, his song Independence Day off of EXO. I love that record so much. I love all of Elliott's records. They were another sneaker, you know, like someone gave, I think, Figure Eight, or no, someone gave a Roman Candle to me, and I listened to a little bit of it, couldn't get into it. And then came back to another record maybe a couple months later and realized it was pure genius. That takes us to Modest Mouse, who was another sneaker, I guess. A band that I didn't really understand when I first listened to it. I didn't understand why people liked it. And then I think it was like the minute that I drove into Seattle, I was listening to KEXP, which is another great station, independent radio station, just like KUTX. And they were playing something off of The Moon in Antarctica, and it like clicked. It was like I had returned to the alien mothership and all the alien technology started working again. So I'd like to play Interstate 8 off of the Modest Mouse EP, Interstate 8. It's a great track. I think you're going to dig it.
With an amber halo, black hair in the day. Truckers, Atlas, roads, the ways, the freeways, highways, don't know. The bus from the bird on my dash and road, locomotive on. I don't feel that it feels great. I sold my Atlas by the freight stairs. I did lines and I crossed roads and crossed the lines of all the great state roads. Montana, got yourself a trucker's atlas. You knew you were all wild. Maybe you'll go and blow a gasket. Start at the northwest corner. Go down through California. Beeline, you might drive 3 days, 3 nights to the tip of Florida. I'm going to Colorado. To unload my head, I'm going to New York City. That's a New York friend. Going up to Alaska, gonna get off Scott. Drive 3 days, 3 nights to the tip of Florida.
This is KUTX. My name is Jack Wilson. I'm your guest DJ for the hour. And that song was Trucker's Atlas by Sun Kil Moon. And this record, Tiny Cities, is all Modest Mouse covers. So I felt like it was a nice follow to that Interstate 8 by Modest Mouse off of their record, Interstate 8. Modest Mouse is great at writing tour songs because they hate touring as much as I do, I think. I think that by what they say in their songs, it is as self-destructive an activity for them as it is for me. So I like that the Modest Mouse version shows you the angry side of that, and that Sun Kil Moon cover of the Modest Mouse song kind of shows you how gorgeous the words that Isaac Brock writes actually are. Another musician that I was introduced to, maybe not introduced to, but definitely listened to a lot of at Victrola Coffee and Art in Seattle was Matt Ward and his record, The Transfiguration of Vincent, which I think if I had to name a record that influenced Spare Key, my latest record, you know, more than anything would be Transfiguration of Vincent. So this is the second track, kind of the title track of that record called Vincent O'Brien. And it's, I think it's about one of M. Ward's friends that died. I think the whole record is a tribute to this friend, Vincent O'Brien. So here it goes.
He only sings when he's sad. And he's sad all the time, so he sings the whole night through. Yeah, he sings in the daytime too. He only dreams when he's sad. And he's sad all the time, so he dreams the whole night through. Yeah, he dreams in the daytime too. There may be mermaids under the water. But Vincent, time is running out. You better get yourself together. Out of Buffalo, the man below the belt is smart. And then after the bell has rung, another cheap short, here it comes. Only laugh.
yourself together soon.
That was Vincent O'Brien by M. Ward, one of my favorite songs and favorite records. That record was produced by Mike Kirkendall, who ended up mixing my last record, Spare Key, along with Michael McLeod and Shenandoah Davis. Michael McLeod is in my band right now in Austin, along with Grace Park and her Deer, most of the members of that band. We're playing tonight, actually, at Stubbs with a Seattle band, The Head and the Heart. We're playing two sets, one on the outdoor stage to open, and one on the indoor stage as an unofficial after show. I want to play you all the members of my band under the name Grace Park and the Deer, the first track off her new record, An Argument for Observation. This is an amazing song. I hope you like it. It's called All the Leaping.
Over the city, adrift I'm tripping until late in the evening. Can't help but wonder if in their slumber do they hear all the
That was Grace Park and the Deer, All the Leaping. Well, I've had a great time DJing for you guys for the last hour. Again, my name is Jack Wilson. I'm playing tonight at Stubbs. I hope you come out and check it out. I've also got a new record, Spare Key. It's at Waterloo and on iTunes, and I hope you'll go see what all these ingredients have cooked up in the stew that is my brain. I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs from the Moondoggies, another Seattle group. They're actually all high school buddies from Everett, which is a little town north of Seattle. This is from their record, Don't Be a Stranger, and Old Hound and Make It Easy. Thank you so much, and have a great night, y'all. See you soon.
We never.